This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Thank you, Lucius. It might be our best 420 ever.
Oh, my God.
As comedian Craig Gass is in town to make you laugh your ass off. And a good afternoon, sir. How the heck are you?
Doing good. I'm live on a webcam right now. I guess anybody can see me here. So if you want to tip me $5, I'll take the hat off. tip me 10, and maybe I'll eat some wings. I don't know. I'm at the Shell Shack. So
you are? Yeah, I think it's National Crawfish Day. You big Shell
Is
guy?
It really?
Yeah.
Is it? Oh, wow.
That's
oh,
a big one, huh?
Well, that's the day you want to beat the Shell Shack.
Absolutely, it is. And you can watch us at 105.thefan.com, Twitch, and YouTube. So, yeah, you know, when we saw you at the Super Bowl, you said, man, I'm coming through Dallas quite often. I'll see you guys soon. And I didn't know it was going to be this quick.
The crazy thing is I had to look at the dates. I have not been in Dallas in 10 years.
Wow.
It's been 10. I don't know why. I have really bad ADHD, so I just take gigs that are offered to me. And there's some cities that I've done really well, and I just don't go back to, and so much has happened since the last time I was here. I feel bad for resetting, but I got to reset for anyone who didn't hear me when I was on with you guys in Dallas. But
sure.
I'm a stand-up comedian. I'm usually funny. I do voices on Family Guy, American Dad, and I work on the Howard Stern Show, and I'm known as a comedian who does voices. I've always been able to do any voice that I hear because of how I grew up. And this is not a joke. This is a true story. Everyone in my family is deaf. My mom, my dad, my sister are all completely deaf. So growing up in a deaf family, I couldn't learn how to talk from my family. I learned how to talk by watching TV and copying all the voices I heard on TV. Never got an accent from the Bronx. And as I pointed out to you when I saw you guys, everybody in the Bronx sounds like Tracy Morgan.
Everybody in the Bronx talk like this, whether you black or white, male or female. That's crazy. Hey, this is the voice of your next door neighbor, and I'm a Vietnamese girl. That's crazy.
Like, everybody sounds like that. So the weirder the voice, the easier it is for me to be able to do it. And I'm in Addison this weekend at a brand new comedy club called TK's Comedy and Cocktails. It's a nice upscale comedy club. And, dude, I don't even know what I know there were stories that I wanted to talk to you about when I was with you.
Yeah.
And I don't know if I got around to them. Like, I remember thinking, like, oh, man, did I tell you that whole story about Alec Baldwin that he told me he almost got in a fist fight?
No, you told us the one with the guy who's like, hey, you're talking to my guy all wrong, the Christopher Walken.
Oh, Christopher Walken hated me.
Yes.
Christopher Walken hated me.
Yes.
Oh, man.
So we got that one.
I had dinner with him, and there was another comedian going, dude, do your impression. And Christopher Walken did not care at all. Yeah. He goes, no, man, just watch this guy. Just do the impression. And Christopher Walken just threw his utensils down and said,
go ahead.
And I was like,
listen, I don't know if this sounds like you or not, but what I try to do is I try to sound as weird as possible. And every once in a while, I say the word cowbell, pow,
and Walken just went, wow. And then he went back to his food. And the other comedian, who was Richard Belzer, keeps pushing me, like, oh, do this impression, do this. He has me doing Sam Kinison. I'm at a dinner table with this guy. We're having steaks. And I go, I don't even know if you know who this guy is, but this guy used to do a lot of blah, oh! And Walken just cut me off and said, listen, I get it. You're talented. Good for you. And I was like, I'm not this guy. The Alec Baldwin story is I worked on this TV show with James Caan and Alec Baldwin called Las Vegas.
Oh, yeah.
And every day, Alec Baldwin would knock on my trailer door and come in and go, can I hear some of your impressions? I love your impressions. Can I hear some more of your impressions? And I go, yeah, can you do me a favor? Because I'd always have friends visiting. I go, I got some buddies here from Dallas. Do your Tony Bennett. And he does, like, impressions that are crazy. He has his Tony Bennett. You go, what the hell does Tony Bennett sound like? He'll just grab an empty martini glass and go, yeah, I'll tell you what. I used to date Marilyn Monroe. Marilyn Monroe was a real foxy lady. I once made love to Marilyn for up to 12 hours until the paramedics came along and said, Tony, she's gone. Like, the material was really dark. It was really, really dark. So he kept asking me, he goes, let me hear some more of your Al Pacino. I want to hear your Al Pacino. And I kept doing Al Pacino for him, and he keeps telling me, I got to tell you this story. I almost got in a fight with that guy. And I go, what? And then he tells me this mind-blowing story that Alec Baldwin starred in a one-man show on Broadway about Al Pacino's life that was set to open on Tuesday, September 11th, 2001. Oh, wow. That was supposed to be the opening date. Wow. Yeah. And it was supposed to be a six-week run. They only did a couple of performances. They had to scrap the whole thing. But the problem with this show is that it was written by a former best friend of Al Pacino's. And the former best friend revealed a bunch of personal information that Al Pacino didn't want people to know. Yeah. And so,
did he forecast the 85-year-old pregnancy situation with a 26-year-old?
Which would have been amazing. The idea that there's,
foreshadowing,
that there's a little baby going, Daddy and I are pooping our pants. You know? But Baldwin starts hearing through the grapevine from people who are like, hey, man, I don't know what this is about, okay? But I'm just relating what I heard. I was at a movie screening last week. Al Pacino was there. He says the next time he sees you, he's going to beat your ass.
Dang.
I don't know what that's about. I'm just relaying this information. So Baldwin keeps hearing from people that Al Pacino wants to kick your ass. And then he says, one day I'm in my apartment building in Los Angeles. The elevator door opens up. Who's in the elevator? It's Al Pacino, Beverly D'Angelo, and a real estate broker looking for an apartment in my building. He said as soon as the elevator door opened up, Beverly D'Angelo gets out. Oh, my God, it's Alec. Look who it is. We were just talking about you. You're so political. You should be a president or something. Weren't we just saying that, Al? Weren't we just saying that? Said the whole time, Al Pacino's looking at him going,
oh, this guy. Yeah, this guy just does anything he wants, don't you, Alec? You just do anything you want.
Beverly D'Angelo, not picking up on what's going on, starts walking down the hallway with the real estate broker in tow. And Al Pacino just eyeballs him as he walks by. And Baldwin goes, Al, can I say something to you for 1 second? I want to talk to you. He goes,
what, you got something you got to say to me? What do you got to say to me, Alec?
And he goes, listen, I know you know about the play. And he goes,
play? You're in a play. Tell me about your fruity little play. I'm dying to hear about your little play, Alec.
He goes, listen, I know you know about the play. I just want to tell you, I didn't do it out of disrespect to you, and this is the truth. I've never had more fun than I did playing you. That's the truth. And he said, Pacino looked at him and said,
Alec, how in the world can you have fun being me? Because I'm miserable. I'm miserable.
And Baldwin said he put his arms around Al Pacino to give him a hug, and Pacino went, and they hugged and they got and they like, all right. And they worked through it. Man, I had to poop when I heard that story. My stomach was a knot. And I was like, oh my God. By the way, that's censored version of that story.
Unbelievable great
If you
story.
Want to hear the uncensored, go to TK's in Addison this weekend for the comedy show.
Now, do we have a YouTube or places people can get your audio and watch you online, or do you just you
yeah, man,
see
there's if you just Google my name, you'll see all the Super Bowl stuff I've been doing, and the info for the shows this weekend. It starts tomorrow night through Sunday night. It's getgas.com. Getgas with two S's.com for the tickets this weekend. If you're a fan of any of the shows I've been on, King of Queens, Family Guy, Sex and the City, you'll love the shows. Did I tell you about how I ended up on Family Guy, that they discovered me on YouTube?
No, I don't think we got that part. We got the Seth story where he hates you.
He hates you. Yeah.
He hates you.
Yeah. Yeah. And then I told you about how Tom Arnold and I have had some issues at the Super Bowl.
Yes. I hate you, too.
Because every year at the Super Bowl, when there's – because, you know, you experience it yourself. At the beginning of the week, it's quiet.
Yeah.
It and there's no celebrities there yet, and you're looking for that content. So my radio buddies will say, hey, can you join us as somebody famous? So it sounds cool. Back in Omaha, wherever we're broadcasting to. And the only remotely sports guy I can do an impression of is Tom Arnold. And I'll go full-blown Tom Arnold. Hey, guys, we're here at the Super Bowl. And a lot of celebrities are coming into town. I was actually at a Cocaine Anonymous meeting last night with Marv Albert. I probably shouldn't say this, but Marv's a big cokehead. And his sponsor is Vanilla Ice. Again, I shouldn't say this, but Vanilla Ice is addicted to bad rapping. And and they'll just start naming random like celebrities and sports figures and attaching them to addictions. And Tom Arnold gets attacked every year on Twitter with people going, dude, you're supposed to be anonymous. What is your problem? Like, I love that people.
Man, that's a great compliment, though.
Freak out on Tom Arnold. But the shows are a lot of impressions, stories about people I do impressions of.
Unbelievably good.
Had I already gotten in trouble with the Super Bowl video when I saw you guys with the
Chiefs?
No, what
happened there? Did you have your press pass?
You said you were going to be on your best behavior. You swore to us you were.
I did. Well, here's the thing is someone edited. Patrick Mahomes has always been great to me every year. The players usually are. I think your job is the hardest job in radio, talking to athletes, because it's so hard to get something real from a athlete. I think.
Well, I mean, unless you're talking like Derek Jones Jr. something like that.
Yeah.
You know, you get
some
the one-offs that are talkers. Incredible.
Yeah, real, talkers are the best, yeah.
I've actually heard a lot of friends say hockey players are the best. Hockey players will give you the most.
Yes.
Like, they'll just talk. They won't try to be careful. They'll just talk.
No, they're usually drunk.
Yeah, and at Super Bowl, the Super Bowl every year, when I'm talking to players, I'm always trying to get something fun and silly, but you know, you can feel like guys are kind of standoffish. But the stuff is so – like, I think I told you that, like, Tom Brady every year when I would see him, I go, Tom, my name's Craig Gass. I'm a stand-up comedian. You're so handsome.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
When you look in the mirror, does your reflection ever just wink at you? Like, isn't that cool? And he laughed. And because he laughed, it was like, oh, man, it actually ended up on ESPN. Yeah. I got no credit. This year, I ended up on ESPN with no credit. And I was raked over the coals because a year ago, I asked Patrick Mahomes, what is the key to doing an impression of you? And he said,
I don't know. I think I sound like Kermit the Frog.
And I was like, really? And then that wasn't funny, but he gave me another funny thing. And then this year, I said, last year when I saw you, you said you think your voice sounds like Kermit the Frog.
Yeah.
Do your best Kermit the Frog impression. And he goes,
right now. I'm doing it right now.
And people cut out the part where I said, this is what you said to me last year. And they just put clips all over the internet, like, of me just going, hey, do your best Kermit the Frog.
I'm doing it right now.
And people were like, man, the media's jerks. And I was like, he said it. Yeah. He said he sounded like Kermit the Frog. It was like, I got killed for that.
Well, it was a comedic gold, Craig, and we always look forward to when we can get you on, man. We've loved the Patrick Mahomes Kermit the Frog storyline for a long time. You brought it home like nobody else.
Thank you.
We got to run from Shell Shack, though, dude. And next time you come through, let's not wait another 10 years. We want to get you back on.
I would love that.
That was awesome.
Everybody would come out to see the show. You will love it. It's getgas.com. Getgas with two S's.com.
And that's at TK's.
TK's up in Addison.
In Addison.
It's a brand new comedy club, cocktails. It's a nice restaurant. It's funny.
4 days?
Four nights.
Wow.
Tomorrow through Sunday. And everyone I talk to, I'm like, dude, I'm performing there. Everyone's like, oh, dude, they're food. Yeah, man. Like, there's. And I'm like, well, I'm there too. You know?
Yeah.
So. But yeah, right. getgas.com. Thanks, guys.
We got to run. Chief, where are we going next?
Got a little football's finest for you, featuring a couple of draft questions for Broadus next in the Nation.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.